Surah Al-Imran, verses 121 to 129.
Alayhi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idh ghadawta min ahlik, tubawwi'ul mu'minin, maqa'ida lil-qital, wallahu sami'un alim. إذ هم الطائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله. We are looking at ruku number 13 of Surah Al Imran, commencing at ayah 121. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ, and recall when you set out at dawn from your home, from your family, تُبَوِّئُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدْ لِلْقِتَالِ, to assign positions to the believers for battle. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, and Allah hears everything and He is all-knowing. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the battle of Uhud, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out in the morning. It was a Saturday morning. He set out from home and he went out to meet the enemy in battle at Uhud. The year before that, in the second year of Hijri, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought against the mushrikeen at Badr, and they lost 70 of their great leaders, and 70 of them were taken as prisoners of war. So they came back with vengeance, and a force of 3,000 came to Medina Munawwara, and also the women folk came along to stir the men to provoke them, and to incite them to fight and to take revenge. Initially, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took mashwara from the Sahaba and he consulted them. It was his preference that they should remain and fight from within Medina, because Medina is protected from three sides. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took some mashwara from the leader of the munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. It was also his opinion that they should defend from within Medina Munawwara. However, many of the Sahaba who did not get an opportunity and they missed Badr, they said, it will look cowardly, it will be a sign of weakness if we fight from within Medina, let us go out and meet the enemy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went into his home and wore his armor and came out. When he came out, some of the Sahaba realized, perhaps we have forced him against his will. He had a preference to stay in Medina Munawwara, and we have forced Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against his will. They said, Ya Rasulullah, if you feel that we should fight from within Medina, let us fight from within Medina. He said, it is not appropriate for a Nabi that once he wears his armor, that he takes it off and removes it without confronting the enemy in battle. Now we have to go forward. Anyway, the battle of Uhud, as they were going, there were 1,000 of the Sahaba, and Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the leader of the Munafiqeen, he had 300 of his men with them. So there were 700 Muslims and 300 who were assigned with Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. As they were marching towards Uhud, he said that why should we throw our lives in danger? We have given the best advice on how to deal with this situation, and our advice was not taken, our mashwara was not respected. And there and then he moved away and left the army with 300 of his men. They were left with 700 against 3,000, and some of the Sahaba, two groups of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it occurred to them that we also should go back now. How are we going to face this army, massive army? So this is not a tafsir lesson, it is just a brief summary of this ruku. And we are more focused on reading and just having a brief understanding of what is going on here. Let us look at the translation. Inshallah, we will fill in the gaps as quickly as possible. وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ. And recall when you set out at dawn from your home to assign positions to the believers for battle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid out the battle plan himself and placed the Sahaba at the strategic positions himself. Wallahu sami'un alim, and Allah hears everything and He is all-knowing. إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَا. And recall when two groups from among the Sahaba, Banu Haritha and another tribe, were about to lose heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahu waliyuhuma, Allah was their guardian and protector. And they did not lose heart, they remained firm. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ And it is Allah alone upon whom the believer should place their trust. You should place your trust in Allah. What the little means that you have, place your trust only in Allah. Remember, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ And certainly Allah aided you at Badr. وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ You were weak, insignificant, you were so small in number, so few, so poorly equipped. وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So fear Allah so that you may be grateful. You want to make shukr to Allah? Observe taqwa, then you are making shukr. إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Remember at Badr when you, and recall when you were saying to the believers, would it not suffice you that your Lord helps you by sending down 3,000 angels? First Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will send down 1,000. It appears in Surah Anfal. Because the kuffar were 1,000 in number, Allah said, we will send down 1,000. Then to further strengthen the sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are 3 times your number. You are 313, they are 1,000, we will send down 3,000 angels. And these were special angels. Munzaleen means they are not angels who are found in this world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would send special 3,000 angels to fight and to give you support on the battle. Bala in tasbiru, ayah 125. Certainly, if you remain patient, if you have sabr and you fear Allah, sabr and taqwa, وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا And they have to, if they have to come upon you all of a sudden, your Lord will reinforce you with 5,000 angels, each having distinct marks. What happened was, as they were at Badr, first Allah Ta'ala said 1,000 and 3,000. Then there was news that one of the other mushrikeen tribes were coming with reinforcements, and again the Sahaba felt weak. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, we will send down 5,000 angels with distinct marks. Their horses will have a distinct sign on them that these are the angels. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرًا إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ And Allah did this solely to give you good news. Good news, why? So that your hearts may be at ease through it, and malaika are with you. But the reality is, وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ Reality is victory is from none but Allah. Without the angels, without your weapons, victory is only from Allah. Allah turns the tide of the battle. Allah doesn't have to send 5,000 angels. He can send one angel only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need you to fight. He can destroy his enemy himself. وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala help you? لِيَقْطَعَ طَرَفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Ayah 127 Allah helped you so that he may cut off a flank of the disbelievers. أَوْ يَكْبِتَهُمْ Or abase them, disgrace them. فَيَنْقَلِبُوا خَائِبِينَ So that they returned frustrated without accomplishing what they wanted to do. They thought they are coming to Badr and destroying you forever. This Badr is where you began to rise. لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ This again deals with the Battle of Uhud, Ayah 128. You have no say in this affair. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sustained serious injury at Uhud. And he lost a tooth. And blood flew from his body. He lost consciousness. He was struck very, very severely on his head so that the pegs of his armor went into his cheek. And he lost consciousness. And they said, Putila Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been killed. At that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also saw how they had mutilated the bodies of the Sahaba, especially Hamza radiallahu anhu. And he was stirred with emotion and he was about to make baddu'a. He was about to curse them. And he could have cursed him, but Allah Ta'ala said, your position and rank is higher. You don't worry about taking retribution. لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ You have no say in the affair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ Whether he will relent towards them or he will punish them, this is Allah's matter. And had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed them, they would have been destroyed. But Allah Ta'ala said, those same people, Allah will make them your die-hard followers. And there was Khalid, die-hard follower of Islam. There was Ikrimah bin Abu Jahl. The people who had caused the destruction, Allah Ta'ala made them the greatest lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the greatest strength for Islam. So you have no say in this affair. You leave that matter to Allah. Whether he will relent towards them or he will punish them, they are wrongdoers. Allah knows that. But Allah is able to give the wrongdoers also hidayah. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is on earth. He forgives whomsoever He wills and punishes whomsoever He wills. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ This is a brief summary of that ruku. Let us make tilawah of this ruku, ayah 121. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال والله سميع عليم إذ همت طائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ لِيَقْطَعَ طَرَفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْ يَكْبِتَهُمْ فَيَنْقَلِبُوا خَائِبِينَ ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت